Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Happy Friday. It is Fantasy Sports Today here on SportsGrid. I'm Craig Mitch along with Davis Maddock. It's great to be with you here as we embark on another Memorial Day weekend. We've got a lot to cover here on the show. We'll talk some season-long fantasy baseball and some great performances at the pitching position. Also, Jim Stanis will be with us, Gray Albright, so we got some fun guests on the show as well. Thanks for being part of our show today. And part of, Davis, what we do is fill a show with content on fantasy sports today. And so for us, it's very important to have fun things to talk about. Like, we can concoct some things and make it up as we go. But Davis, we made it, you know? The Western Conference Finals, they took us right to Memorial Day. The Heat and Celtics are going to play tonight, and we'll be back next week talking about the finals. So I got to give credit to the Dallas Mavericks. They almost covered yesterday. They did win one game in the series. They were completely overmatched. We know that. But here we are on a Friday, and yeah, I mean, see, it was not entertaining. Let's just be honest, for the most part. But from a content standpoint, I got to give the Dallas Mavericks a high five. Thank you for getting us this far.
Yep. Thank you to the Dallas Mavericks for at least extending us to a fifth game. You know, we started our friends over at Underdog Fantasy. We started our Underdog Fantasy segments. Promo code GRID, by the way, if you want to deposit there. And like, I'm deep in the best balls, but I've been sort of entertained by the Heat Celtics series, even though a lot of these games haven't been that close, just because there, I think there's like more adjustments and more things that the coaches are doing that is interesting. But it's like, if you're the Dallas Mavericks analytics staff, it's like, what's your answer? It's like, well, I just hope we make a lot of three pointers, because that's really all that we can do against this Golden State Warriors team.
Yeah, no doubt. And it came to an end last night. And as you'll see here in the headlines, the Western Conference Finals MVP, Steph Curry, no surprise. So now Golden State awaits the winner of Boston and Miami. That series could potentially wrap up tonight. Of course, being in South Florida, I'm hopeful that even though Boston is a pretty huge favorite to advance, that perhaps we could get to a game seven, but we will see. Connor McDavid scores the series winning goal, maybe his signature goal of his career so far. Oilers advance to the Western Conference Finals as well. This will be fun to watch McDavid make this run. Kyle Farmer for the Cincinnati Reds, he hit two home runs. He drove in five. They routed the Cubs yesterday afternoon, but let's be honest, the Cubs scored some runs too. Hunter Green gave up some runs, no doubt about that. Zion Williamson also cleared to work out without restrictions, so good news there, and certainly we will find out. And nonetheless, Davis, let's get back here to the NBA game tonight, Boston and Miami. So Boston is 8-point favorites tonight. If I'm not mistaken, I think this is the biggest favorite of any game in the Eastern Conference or Western Conference Finals. I saw some sevens and sevens and a halves when Golden State played Dallas. I have yet to see an eight. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I've been doing this every day. I think I've been following it closely. Any chance that we could finally get one of these teams to cover a game as an underdog and just not win, like keep it close? Dallas close last night, by the way, to covering that line.
They were very close last night. You know, it's just like I don't see it. I mean, I do think the Boston Celtics are going to win. I think that they should cover the 8 points. That's not an official Fantasy Sports Today play. I don't love that either way. I think 8 is probably the right number. And you know, I think a big part of what we're going to see tonight is Tyler Herro able to play. And was the organization able to do anything with Jimmy Butler's knee, right? Were they able to get him some treatment? You know, has he been in the cryo chamber? Like, what has Jimmy Butler been doing with this knee? And I guess, you know, on the converse of that, Jason Tatum's shoulder was giving him a horrible time The other night, he went 7 for 20 from the floor, only made 2 of his 3-pointers. You know, it was pretty clear he was trying to get his shots as close to the rim as possible, you know, which, I mean, which he can do. He's Jason Tatum. After all, he can get to the rim. But it's been a weird series with health, and I think what we have learned is that the Miami Heat, they just don't quite have the firepower on offense. You know, we talked yesterday about Spoelstra reintegrating Duncan Robinson into the rotation just because he was trying to find 3-pointers from somewhere. Probably what I would have done as Eric Spoelstra would not even bring him off the bench, but actually just start Duncan Robinson. Because and then what you would do is you'd stagger the minutes of Tyler Herro and Duncan Robinson so that there's always 2 of Bam, Lowry, and Butler on the floor at all times with Duncan Robinson. So at least you have 2 really good defenders on the floor when Duncan Robinson is on the floor. But not an enviable job, I don't think, for Eric Spoelstra. I think he's done great under the circumstances. I also think Ime Udoka has done a very good job countering those. It was game 2 where I was like, I don't know, the Heat really might, you know, grit and grind their way here because Spoelstra is so good at his job. But it does look like we are going to see a Celtics Warriors NBA Finals.
By the way, they'll play this game tonight, and if the Heat wins, then they'll play Sunday. There's a chance that we could be back here on Tuesday for a final. If for some reason this does end tonight, Davis, 30 seconds. I know that's all we have. Some Heat fans think, great team, don't break it up, keep everything the same. Others are like, oh, we saw Bam, we now know who he is, and without extra pieces, got to add more. You think that's the case with the Heat one way or the other? You think they just roll it back next year?
I mean, I think they will because they're so capped out. It's like, what do you do with all these guys? They owe money. But it would be great for them if they could get off of Duncan Robinson and Kyle Lowry's money and bring in a shooter for those guys. I don't see it happening. But also, don't doubt the Heat. Because they always find a way, right? They always find a way.
Yeah. It would be crazy if they moved on from Lowry just right after getting him. I mean, he was like the huge addition this offseason. All right, Gray Albright of Razzball joins us next. Talk some fantasy baseball. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Memorial Day is upon us. What does that mean for season-long fantasy baseball players? Well, it sort of means you have a pretty good idea with 25% of the season in the books as to what your team looks like in 2022. So we're going to talk about that with Gray Albright of Razzball. Also go over some starting pitchers in fantasy baseball as well. Gray, thank you again for coming on the show. Hope you're doing well.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, the league standings right now in your fantasy leagues, they're starting to look like they're a little more concrete. So you have an idea of where you're at, you know?
Yeah, no, I definitely think that is the case. I mean, you can make a run at any period of time, but if you're in first or you're in last, I think you have a definitive idea as to where your season is headed for sure. Okay, right. So let's get started and talk some pitching here on the show today. Over in the American League, we will, you know, sort of focus on today. Great. Justin Verlander is headed to Cooperstown when it's all said and done. Of course, he's won Cy Youngs. He's thrown no hitters. He's won a World Series with the Houston Astros. And he made the peculiar decision to undergo Tommy John surgery, miss about a year and a half, 2 years, if you include 2020, and then come back. And no one really knew what he would be like. He's sort of defying the odds here. The pace is for 200 innings off Tommy John surgery. We never see that before. And his numbers are incredible. 6-1, 1.2 ERA. Anything here say that this is sustainable sub 2 ERA for the season?
Yeah. I mean, is Justin Verlander human? I think is where we're at this point. I am honestly flabbergasted by how well he's pitching. His velocity is exactly where it was in 2020, the last time he was pitching. Like that doesn't happen for, you know, not only a guy coming off of Tommy John surgery, but a guy his age. And also, like, his Ks per nine are down, but his walks, but his command is, like, almost as pristine as it's always been. I mean, it just about is. Essentially, his walk per nine is 1.6. I mean, that's crazy for a guy coming off of Tommy John surgery, because the first thing you really, when you come back, the first thing is you have no command. Like, that's what they usually see with pitchers. So you're like, okay, well, he's not going to have command for, you know, 6 to 9 months after he returns, and then it'll slowly return. That's like the standard for all guys, every pitcher coming back from Tommy John surgery, even Tommy John. But somehow Justin Verlander is still doing so much better than anyone else we've ever seen return from Tommy John surgery. It truly is, like, it's flabbergasting. I have no idea what's going on. I don't think it can continue because, you know, some of his peripherals, like his expected batting average, is a little bit higher than his actual batting average against. So there's a few metrics saying to me that he's not going to be quite this good. Like, he's not going to have a 1.22 ERA. But will he still be, like, an ace? Yeah. I mean, that's what all the stats are saying, that it doesn't matter that he's going to be turning 40 soon. He's still a 2.5 ERA pitcher with neutral luck, which is incredible. I mean, it really is, like, it's just so astounding.
Yeah, no doubt. And the thing is that Houston has to be wary of his innings because they're going to make the postseason this year. And so he's going to try and make a deep run, I would guess. Maybe Houston will go to a six man. That's been in the discussion, but in the end, we'll see. All right, no doubt biggest surprise pitcher in all of Major League Baseball from a starting perspective, I think, unless you'll correct me if I'm wrong, or with the NL, is Paul Blackburn of the Oakland Athletics. Maybe we shouldn't be surprised, Gray, because Oakland does this every year. It is always someone. It is Manaea. It is Bassett. They just find these guys. They come in, and they're great. But this great? I don't know. 1.7 ERA. The stunner here, Gray, one of the worst teams in the American League. This guy's 5-0. He's won five games already for Oakland. I mean, there are pitchers in the league that'll go the whole season with an ERA sub 3 and won't win five games. So he's been extremely lucky in that category. But talk about MVPs of the pitching position. He's got to be one of them.
Yeah, no, completely. I thought, like, coming into the year, I thought Blackburn was one of those BBC shows with Olivia Colman. I had no idea who this guy was. I was honestly, and I know everyone. I mean, I said that to me in the beginning of the year. I've been like, I don't know. Is that a land scandal? I don't know what a Blackburn is. But somehow, some way, like, the A's traded away everyone, and they kept, you know, the guys they kept look like there was a reason why they kept him. You know, Blackburn specifically, he looks like, it's not like, he definitely is overperforming. Like, there's no doubt about it. Like, his expected batting average against is 262. Right now, his actual batting average against is 186. So he's overperforming. But you know what, though? In Oakland, and especially when he's in his home parks, I mean, when he's in his home park, there's really no reason not to play him against everyone. you know, even if he comes back to Earth a little bit, because that park is just so huge, like the foul territory, as long as Oakland is still playing in Oakland, right, his BABIP is going to be super low. So with like a pitcher like him, he's not going to get a lot of strikeouts. He strikes out like, you know, under seven guys per nine, which is really nothing. But if he's able to, you know, get as many ground balls as he's been getting and these and the weak contact that he's been able to induce. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to see him coming, you know, becoming unusable. I think he's probably closer to like a 3.8 ERA guy. And right now, as you said, he's at a 1.7. So he's definitely going to come down to earth a little bit. But yeah, I mean, in Oakland, he's going to be usable the whole season, I predict.
Yeah, he could very well be. And the park is obviously a huge factor there. And that's a really good point. Not to mention the Rangers. I mean, I don't know. They don't look that great. They're going to get some teams in that division where they could beat those teams, too. We'll see. All right. Well, maybe not a surprise, but at this point, a strong candidate, Gray, at that, for the Cy Young Award is Shane McClanahan of the Tampa Bay Rays, former first round pick. You know, Rays have done this before. And very specifically, if you think about it, another left-handed pitcher in Blake Snell, you know, made him into a star, and Snell's best days were with the Rays. Let's be clear on that, too. But McClanahan is like on another planet. And the other interesting part about this, Gray, is that they used him out of the pen a little bit, if you remember last year. He's going 6-7 innings each game. I mean, Cy Young candidate, sure. Will he win? I don't know, but I think he's got a shot.
Yeah, no, completely. In the preseason, I wrote a Shane McClanahan sleeper post. So I was pretty in on Shane as of, you know, November of last year. I saw the stuff. I thought it was going to play well, and it is. I honestly don't see any way for him to not be an ace, assuming neutral luck. He's got such incredible stuff. He's probably, I would say, you know, if you're looking at like a dynasty league or something, he's probably a top 10 starter going into next year. I mean, he's really that talented. His 12.7 K per nine right now is maybe a tad high, but he's not much worse than around a 10.5 K per nine. And that, and with his command, which is barely a two, I mean, he's an ace essentially.
Yeah, no, he's been great all season. Saw him pitch the other night against Miami. And you know, it's interesting. The Rays play in St. Petersburg. McClanahan played his college ball in Tampa, and that's a dangerous combo, knowing that the Rays are right there to scout him on a daily basis right across the way. All right, Gray, thank you again. Hey, have a wonderful weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and we will catch up again next week. Make sure folks go check out the website, Razzball.com. Use the Streaminator, help you pick the best pitching options each and every day over on Razzball.com. Thank you again, Gray. See you next week.
Thank you.
All right, Gray Albright. Follow him on Twitter, at Razzball. Coming up next, our buddy Jim Sanis is going to join us next. We'll also talk some you know, fantasy baseball as well, a little DFS, some options for the weekend. So stay on the grid for that. I'll be back with you, don't forget, 2 o'clock Eastern today for our Friday edition of Newswire. Stay on the grid. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. That's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need.
That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish, along with Davis Maddock here with you on the show. Shortly, we'll be joined by Jim Sanis of NumberFire and FanDuel to go over the latest DFS prices at the Coca-Cola 600 and also talk some fantasy baseball as well, no doubt. But, of course, this weekend, a very big weekend for all sports, but in particular, Major League Baseball, as we have a full slate of weekend games, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Not to mention some Monday afternoon games as well, so you want to make sure that you set all of your lineups early and often. In fact, Memorial Day does provide a ton of value as far as DFS is concerned, and there are some players that you can potentially target this weekend as far as players to use based on pricing and of course, information. So we will get to that in just a second. A couple of players that we can talk about here on the show as far as their values are concerned and whether or not they're overvalued or undervalued, depending on the price tag. Patrick Wisdom of the Chicago Cubs is an interesting one to discuss. Wisdom in 2022 is hitting .217 with 10 home runs and 23 runs driven in. And his OPS this season is at .763. Now, .763 OPS isn't exactly on the high side. You know, it's probably a little bit at or above league average. Probably want to be somewhere in the 800s to 900s in order to really consider somebody long-term. But what I would say is that, you know, based on the matchups for the weekend, what Wisdom proved, and remember, started off his career playing in St. Louis and then, you know, was sort of discarded, played for the Texas Rangers, if I'm not mistaken, for a year. He's really found a home with the Cubs. And so playing him in a position where his pace is essentially to hit 35, 40 home runs this season, that could be somebody to use this weekend. And I don't think that he's overvalued in the sense that he could hit a home run for you, but his batting average and his on-base percentage are certainly never going to be in the above-average category. So that's you know, certainly one name to look at this weekend and one that we can discuss. Another would be on the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, certainly the dynamic has changed a little bit given the amount of injuries that the Brewers have. But Rowdy Tellez is still stacked in the middle of the lineup. He's been a little quiet lately. He hasn't really, you know, gone crazy like he did earlier in the season. A lot of his numbers have sort of come in one game. If I'm not mistaken, he had 3 home runs in one game. So now he has 9 on the season and 33 runs driven in with an .833 OPS. Not to mention when you lose a guy like Hunter Renfro in the middle of the lineup, it does create somewhat of a hole that they have to fill. The good news is that Tellez was pretty good without Andrew McCutchen. Now that McCutchen is back, maybe there could be some opportunity there to potentially use him this weekend. So, you know, that's another name of a player that I would keep an eye on. Now, the one player this weekend that does seem to have question marks as to whether or not he's going to be able to go is Ronald Acuña Jr. of the Atlanta Braves. Now, according to MLB.com, Acuña will not play on Friday night for Atlanta against the Miami Marlins, but there still does remain a chance that he could play this weekend. Now, Acuña, when he's on the field, is arguably one of the best DFS priced players each and every day, stealing bases. He, you know, basically, as soon as he came back, he started hitting home runs, stealing bases. But the thing is now, Acuña has a quad injury, and he's sort of been in and out of the lineup, and honestly, more out than in. The other part of this is that the Braves could make a decision before the game today to place him on the injured list. So for both season-long and DFS, you got to make sure not only that you understand that he won't be in the lineup tonight, but if they IL him, that could mean that he would be out for another 5 or 6 days. He's already missed a few. So another key player there definitely to keep an eye on. Acuña, to me, probably not the MVP candidate that he was, you know, a year ago, even though he got hurt at the end of the season, but still somebody that I very much feel like if he's on the field that you definitely have to play. Davis Maddock also, of course, with us here on the show. You know, Davis, that's the dynamic of playing DFS. And I know that on Monday, the games are going to start early. So there'll probably be a couple of slates that people can consider this weekend. And naturally, all the players like to play on these holiday days. Teams like to play all those players. So Friday slates will be good. Saturday slates full. I guess Sunday would be the one day to keep an eye on because a lot of players are going to get a day off having to play on Monday.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the Friday slate is generally my favorite slate in Major League Baseball. It's the one day where you kind of get these like massive 12, 13, 14 game slates. Now, you know, obviously the Cubs play that early game on Friday, so they're never, well, I mean, they are when they're on the road. So every once in a while, it's like once in a blue moon, you can get the 15 game slate. But those are sort of my favorite because the leverage spots, you know, become so obvious, particularly, I mean, and this is very inside baseball, but when there is a game being played at Coors Field, you know, the Dodgers are in Coors Field for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, mm-hmm. they hop in there and they're on that Friday slate. I mean, that is the best because the Dodgers are going to eat up, you know, it's like Trey Turner's going to be 30% owned, Bellinger's going to be owned, Muncy's going to be owned, Freeman's going to be owned. And then you get, you know, like you can have the Boston Red Sox against a bad pitcher and there'll be like six guys, you know, they'll all be 6% owned or whatever, which is generally, I mean, that's kind of how I play. Obviously, that's a pretty high variance way to play. In fact, I am right dead in the middle of a high variance streak myself in MLB Daily Fantasy, where I've been pretty confident, pretty happy with the results that I've been getting in terms of ownership, but you know, not very happy in terms of the results of winning money. Like for example, last night the mm-hmm. Chicago White Sox were all every single White Sox hitter was single digits in terms of ownership on a six game slate against Nick Pavetta. And I think they only scored four runs, but it's definitely one of those process over results style things for me right now.
Okay. So let me ask you this weekend, we have, you know, two rivalry series this weekend, I would say. Oh, there's a few, but two really good ones, I think. And three great series just in general. So I'll ask you this of the three this weekend, and I'll give you the choices. You have Yankees Rays, and Yankees without Stanton, clearly. Rays, Wander Franco's been playing like every other day. I know he's got an injury too. Brewers Cardinals in the National League, maybe the winner of you know, possibly the Central playing this weekend. And then you have Blue Jays Angels going on this weekend too. So when you think about it, you know, two interdivision series that are going to be phenomenal. And then the capper is Blue Jays Angels, where I believe Ohtani pitched already this week, so I don't think he's going to pitch this weekend. But I think that I would enjoy all three of those.
Yeah, he. So Ohtani actually pitched last night, and there's a pretty good viral clip. You'll have to go sort this out after we get up air. So Ohtani is pitching to Raimel Tapia. Tapia grounds out to Ohtani, and Ohtani, he's so big, he's so fast, he gets over to first base. Catches the grounder on the move, gets over to first base, and he like does like an exit stage right signal to Tapia, and he doesn't even go to first base. He just walks off the field. It's just kind of one of those things where it's like baseball players know how insane it is that Ohtani is able to be this amazing hitter and this amazing pitcher. It's kind of like it kind of reminds me of how other professional golfers treat Tiger. You know, where it's like, it's Tiger, he's a legend, he's the best. It's like, no one will ever be Tiger. And I think you can see the respect and admiration that the other baseball players have for him, which I think is really cool. So, and that series is really interesting because of the spot that both of those teams are at in the standings, right? I mean, those are really important games right now. The Blue Jays are 24-20. Sounds like a pretty good record. That leaves them third place in their division right now because of how good the Yankees have been. They're only two games back of the Rays, and the Angels are actually they have the better record right now, 27-19. And we're really seeing the haves and have-nots start to separate in the American League right now. You know, the Red Sox losing record, the Orioles stink, the Guardians, Tigers, and Royals really stink. The Rangers, you know, they spent all that money, doesn't matter. The Mariners, we're excited about the Mariners, right? You know, we're excited about some of these young guys. We did Julio Rodriguez in Fantasy or Reality yesterday, but all that excitement has added up to very little for them. And then, of course, you know, the Athletics, like, you know, 2,000 people on Earth care about what the Athletics are doing, and those people are you know, not all that happy. So I think the American League is pretty fascinating, mostly because, Craig, the Minnesota Twins, I mean, how many people had them leading that division? How many people had them ahead of the Chicago White Sox? You know, I think people, you know, they just kind of thought like, oh, you know, they bring in more of these dusty arms. They bring in Chris Archer. They bring in Chris Paddock. These guys stink. You know, they even got the injury for Carlos Correa, right? Yeah. So like their big free agent signing didn't do anything, and they're calling up these kids. You know, they're like the Kyle Garlick is batting cleanup for them. Jared Celestino, like Nick Gordon. I mean, these are creative player names, and they are first place in that division over the White Sox, who've spent all this money and have all these hyped up prospects. Like I think the American League is the playoff race is going to be pretty fascinating.
Yeah. Do you think that Stanton now being back on the injured list, and listen, I mean, when Stanton goes on the injured list, Davis, it's usually not just a week, you know, I mean, it's just never been like that. If the Yankees keep this up and Judge keeps hitting, this is going to help his case to win the MVP, right? Without Stanton, it's got to be.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I think that if Aaron Judge does win MVP, I think it's unjust. I don't think that you could make a case. But 100%, Stanton being out of the lineup, Rizzo starting kind of slow, Gallo, you know, because there is kind of this thing where if Gallo had hit 30 home runs, maybe it would be less impressive, but 100%, your analysis is correct. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that I'm in agreement with you. There's no doubt. Ohtani, every year he plays, is the MVP. That's not the way this is going to work, I don't think. But all right, yeah. Coming up next, fantasy or reality, and then the Sports Grid 60 here on this Friday. So stay on the grid. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mitch, along with David Matt, on this Friday edition of the show. Make sure you are following us on Twitter, on social media. That's at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV for the latest news, notes, and information. Of course, picks against the spread. Not to mention, if you have a question for us for fantasy or reality, make sure you hit us up at SportsGrid, at SportsGrid TV, and ask us the question, fantasy or reality. So, Davis, I know that this weekend is a long weekend for a lot of people, and I have to ask you, before we get to fantasy or reality, did you watch the new Disney Plus Obi-Wan Kenobi series? Have you dove in on that yet?
Yep, I sure did. I set my alarm clock an hour earlier than normal. Got up at about 5:15 a.m., snatched the iPad up, went to the gym, got a Stairmaster in the corner, full bottle of water, and I knocked out both of the first two episodes. I honestly, the official Disney Plus account tweeted out last night that they were actually going to put it up early, so it went live at 9 p.m. Pacific time, because that's where we just talked about Inside Baseball. This is very inside Star Wars. There's a huge Star Wars convention happening right now in Los Angeles where they debuted it, so they put the episode up early. I considered just staying up to watch it, but which we'll get to in a little bit, why I did not. So went to bed early, woke up, watched the episode. I enjoyed it. Of course, the caveat being I'm a big dweeb, big nerd, love Star Wars. You know, I've read the books, you know, all that stuff, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good.
All right. So with that being said, let's get back to some sports. Here's fantasy or reality. All right, Davis. Well, naturally, best ball season is underway, and we're doing a segment each week courtesy of Underdog to sort of help you through that process. Make sure you stay on the grid for that each and every week. The New Orleans Saints are undergoing quite the change. Sean Payton no longer the head coach there. Of course, they haven't had Michael Thomas on the field for over a year and Jameis Winston for about 9 months. Now, of course, Davis, they're going to play the Say the Right Things game, and that's what they're doing with both of these players. Michael Thomas is fine. He's ready to go. Jameis Winston is good. They'll be ready to go. But I thought we'd take a little bit of a deeper dive here and play fantasy reality on their fantasy positions. So let's do it. Michael Thomas, wide receiver. Jameis Winston, quarterback, will both be top 12 players at their position in fantasy football this season. Fantasy reality.
Yeah, I got fantasy on this, but if it's true for one of the other, so if Michael Thomas is a top 12 wide receiver or Jameis Winston is a top 12 quarterback, it will be true for both of them, right? I think there's like very, very, the chances that Jameis has an amazing fantasy season without bringing Michael Thomas with him, very low. And if the Saints are throwing enough to have Michael Thomas be a top 12 wide receiver, you know, the way he used to be 3 years ago, then I think Thomas will bring Jameis along with him. The reason why I don't think this will happen is the Saints, basically, ever since Drew Brees' arm strength left him, they have been a very conservative, you know, lots of screens, lots of early down running, low scoring games, play good defense. Let's win 17-14. Let's get out of here and let's get on to the next week. And I think the fact that they were, it's kind of interesting that they were so aggressive trading up for Chris Olave. You know, Olave, I think, is pretty good. I would not have made the trades that they did considering how threadbare their roster is. But I really think their only path to, you know, winning the division, making an NFC Conference Championship, I think it's unlikely that just letting Jameis, you know, rip it and grip it gets them there. But again, using Jameis as a game manager also feels weird. So I don't really have a sense of what the Saints are doing, but I am not aggressively drafting either of these guys in our Underdog best ball drafts right now.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who's watched the show knows my feeling on this. So this is a pretty easy fantasy for me. If there was one, it would be Michael Thomas. I personally don't think it correlates to Jameis Winston. I mean, Thomas was the number one or number two fantasy football pick, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Davis, am I right by saying in 2020 was he the number one pick or number two pick? Was that the year or was it 19?
He was never the number one pick, but he was like that because that his time coincided with Christian McCaffrey not being injured. Right. But he was like the third pick. But yes, okay, you are right. He has definitely been a first-round pick.
Yeah, I mean, if it was going to be one of the two, it would be him. I'm not a Winston guy. I understand the Saints played a lot better when he was there. That there's no doubting that. And he did have that one great game at the start of the season, 5 touchdowns, no picks. I just don't like the Saints this year. I don't think they're going to be very good. That would not stop me from considering Michael Thomas, who probably still wants to play in the NFL, I would guess, another 5 or 6 years. I have fantasy as well, and I don't think it'll be particularly close. If there was one of the two, it would be Thomas for me. All right, big game tonight in the NHL. George Kurtz will be on Newswire later to talk about it. It is the Colorado Avalanche taking on the St. Louis Blues. The Avs lead the series 3-2. Yesterday on the show, Davis and I talked about this a little bit as far as the possibility of Davis going to this game and wearing an Avalanche jersey or something along the lines of a Colorado jersey in a place like St. Louis, which could be a little dangerous considering the fact that Colorado could win, their favorite to win. Fantasy reality, Davis Maddock will be at the Avs series clinching win tonight. So I'm going to go first, which is rare because Davis will give the better answer because we're going to find out and then we'll have nothing to say. I am going to say that Davis will be at the game. So that's a reality. And I am going to say the Avalanche win the game too. And that's a double reality for me. I'm going to say Avalanche win and Davis is there. The only question is the gear that he's going to wear tonight. And I am genuinely hoping he is not going to try and stick it in the face of the opponent in this world that we live in. It does not seem like a good idea to me.
Yep. You are correct on both counts. I will be there. I'm going with my brother-in-law and I guess my other brother-in-law. So I'm going with my partner's brother and then my partner's sister's husband. So we have tickets. We will be there. And of course the Colorado Avalanche are going to win. I mean, it was kind of a fluky thing that the Blues were even able to come back in Game 5. I mean, a really good game. This whole series has honestly been pretty good, but I do think they are going to close it out. And I'm not wearing the jersey. I thought about it. And it's like, what is the best case scenario? Best case scenario is you end up sitting next to another fan, right? That is like the one thing that would maybe be good. You're like, oh, we happen to get to our seats and there are two people who flew in from Denver for the weekend or whatever. But then worst case scenario is, I mean, all sorts of bad stuff that, and you're right. I mean, people at these games, Craig, it's like, they suck, dude. Like people, like if you want to lose faith in humanity, go to like a sporting event on a weekend where people like on, it's not as bad. I've noticed on a weeknight, if you go on like a Tuesday night, people are not getting like really hammered, but on a Friday night or a Saturday night, it is just rough. So yeah, I'm not wearing the Avalanche jersey. I think I'm going Switzerland. I think I'm just going to wear my home jersey. Like who could be mad about that?
Yeah. And by the way, I would say of all the cities in America, you know, I don't know where St. Louis would rank in terms of fan friendliness, but they would be in the top third, I would guess too. So it's actually probably one of the, I would think one of the safer areas.
So you would think, but this Nazem Kadri stuff has made it all very contentious, right? This whole, and the, you know, and then the racist stuff. And it's pretty contentious right now, but I think generally you would be correct. Like for example, I wore my Royals jersey to Royals Cardinals. Like what was that, a month ago? And that was fine.
Yeah. No, Green Bay to me is at the top as far as all the places that I've been for many years. But St. Louis would be near the top as well. But good point there. Yeah, in the end, I just keep forgetting about that. All right. Yesterday, we unfortunately lost another one of the great actors on both movies and television. 67 years old, Ray Liotta passed away, which sort of shocked a lot of people. He was actually making a movie. And I don't recall the name of the movie, but he was, you know, currently making one. Ray Liotta played a lot of very big roles. The one that we're going to focus in on today, and I'm curious from Davis on this one, will be Goodfellas. And I'll have some thoughts on this as well. Fantasy or reality? Ray Liotta will be best remembered for his role in Goodfellas. And there's some decent choices here, especially from Field of Dreams. But Davis, I'll let you begin. Fantasy, reality. Goodfellas, Henry Hill.
Come on. This is not even close. Goodfellas is maybe one of the 10 best movies ever made. Probably the best opening line of a movie ever. Ever since I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster, right? And then it's, you know, and that line has been used in a lot of songs, right? So that's like, it is a line that will go down in film history. You know, people, we're going to be, you'll be in a film class 20 years from now, and they'll say, this is a perfect example of how to tell you everything you need to know about a main character in one sentence. Great movie. One of my favorite movies ever. And Ray Liotta, you're right. I mean, he was in Field of Dreams. Actually, funnily enough, I think a lot of people will probably remember him because he was the voice of the main character in the first big Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto 2. He was the main voice there. And he's been, you know, I mean, he's been in other things, and he did have the very funny Chantix commercials, right? The smoking drug. To help you stop smoking. But yeah, I mean, Ray Liotta it's amazing. Like, go watch it this week. If you've never seen it, by the way, if anyone watching Fantasy Sports Today has somehow lived their life not seeing Goodfellas, gotta watch it. Great movie.
Yeah, and fair enough. Yeah, this is not particularly close. Although I would say the more iconic line is, if you build it, they will come. I mean, that is probably more iconic than anything that was said to me in Goodfellas. When he played Shoeless Joe Jackson in Field of Dreams. But yes, this is not particularly close. It's inarguable, Davis, that Goodfellas is, I mean, top 10 movie of all time, for sure. It's when we talk about the kind of movies, and everyone references this, that you're flipping around, it's on, what are you doing?
Yep, 100%.
You're stopping. I mean, you're stopping almost every time. He was phenomenal in the movie, so was Joe Pesci, Robert De Niro, you know, a fantastic movie. Many Saints of Newark, I don't know. I was not a fan of that movie, the Sopranos prequel. Or I thought it was terrible, by the way. I mean, he was fine in it, but I thought the movie was horrible. So, I mean, everyone talks about that. Another great role for him. I mean, I didn't think so. So I got a reality. But yeah, I mean, Davis, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, man, like losing these guys, like these are the movies I grew up on, you know, kind of hits you.
Yeah, no, it does. I never saw. Many Saints of Newark. And I love gangster movies. I'll watch any of them. I watch like all 5 hours of The Irishman with the DH De Niro. By the way, when De Niro and Pacino die, I mean, those are going to be sad days. Cause I have seen those two guys in particular. I've seen their movies. I've seen Goodfellas, I don't know, 50 times probably. But when Robert De Niro and Al Pacino go, that is going to be a bummer of a day.
Yeah, no doubt. So rest in peace, Ray Liotta, for sure. All right, we got to take a quick break here on the show. When we come back next, it's time for the Sports Grid 60. And as a reminder, we got Newswire coming up at 2 o'clock Eastern today. We'll find out who's going to actually win that Stanley Cup playoff game with George Kurtz. He's going to join us on the show, as well as our contributors from Sporting News and Legal Sports Report. And a programming note here for FST, Fantasy Sports Today, for those of you who watch the show every single day, thank you. Monday, we will be off. There will be no fantasy sports today for the Memorial Day holiday. Davis and I will be back on Tuesday right here at 11 o'clock Eastern. So with that, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap up our week of shows next. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I had the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. I'll be back with you guys 2 o'clock Eastern for Newswire. Looking forward to catching up to the Friday edition of the show. But Davis has a very busy weekend ahead of him, including a hockey game to go to tonight. So we're only going to ask him for 60 seconds of commentary. Here's today's Sports Grid 60.
Well, you know, funny enough, you mentioned how busy I am because my Sports Grid 60 is for all my fellow grinders out there. I hope that you guys are sort of enjoying this last chance to take your breath. We are very close to teams reporting for actual training camp, not voluntary training camp. It's, you know, it's we're basically about 3 weeks away from Guy tore his knee in training camp. Christian McCaffrey's dealing with a hamstring injury. Oh, Ja'Marr Chase has a hurt finger. Russell Wilson is working his way back, you know, X, Y, and Z, all these reports. And, guys like me, we got to be maintaining our fab for our NFBC high stakes league. So I am going to be using this weekend to try and decompress, log off, take some breaths, because it is about to become hot and heavy.
Well, for me, this weekend may have taken on a different role. You know, we started, you know, Newswire about, I don't know, April 5th, I think was the first show. So I was so looking forward to having a day off on Monday and having a 3-day weekend and having some sort of family outing and doing something, like, so looking forward to this. And for the first time since the pandemic started in over 2.5 years in my family, in my house, we got a positive test. Oh, are you kidding me? Now, everything, you know, of course, hopefully will be okay. But in the end, looking forward to this big weekend, and instead, I'm probably going to be watching Sports Grid all weekend long. All right, fine. I guess beggars can't be choosers. I hope you will be with me this weekend watching our programming. That will do it for our show and all of our friends who watched, and also at LTN for Danny and Ryan and my co-host Davis Maddock, producer Brett Levy. I'm Craig Smith. I will be back here at 2 o'clock Eastern.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.